Hey everybody, KT, KTTV, United Promotion, Anchor Nation, all the other projects I've been doing. I want to update you guys on several things, and give you my lowdown. I mean, I want to talk about the campaign stuff. That's the most important thing out of all the episodes I'm doing here this week. I'm going to do another one tomorrow. And what that really meant, and I honestly have no idea what that meant to me. I mean, it wasn't a win for us. We didn't win the thing. Didn't win the election. We didn't really win much at all in a sense of pride. We lost. But we did learn, I guess, one thing. I guess we learned that, things can happen. I think that's the one thing we're going to take away from this. As things happen, and we don't let the things that we don't control us. I had no expectations other than just get what I got to do and do my job, and everything would work out, and it did, technically, on my side. I didn't win. Not the biggest thing in the world. No harm, no foul. But I guess the downside with this is there's always going to be things you can do to improve on this. And the downside here is I'm just never somebody who's like, all right, you know what, political views. If there's one thing I don't really stress is politics. I don't really want to say I want to grow after this. I feel like if I have to do it again, I do it over. Yeah, I help a buddy. But I'm not into the whole political scene, even though my last name can be said otherwise. My last name is perfect for a campaign slogan. Touch of greatness, touch of whatever. But to me, I have no intentions of doing anything with politics other than for a friend. Anyway, that's here or there. The year anniversary of the Anchor Contest. Oh, man. Let me tell you about this. I don't know what the legacy was of that. Honestly, it was a weird day. This was the anniversary. It was a weird day. I mean, when the leaderboards were changing and things were going haywire, I didn't think it was real, but I was. And I'm grateful for that, though, because the one thing it did teach me is it taught me perseverance. And I'll have a couple more recorded. I don't want to talk about it too much until we get to, like, Friday or even set next week, because that's when the thing really ended. It started today, technically, a year ago, but ended next week, and that's where more of the learning lesson was, the Monday after. It's kind of funny, the Monday after should be a show. But that was pretty much it on those ends. A couple other things, just what I've been doing with the Up and KTTV. My DM challenge is going incredible. It's fantastic. The love and support has been amazing. I can't even share it with you, all the things that were said, because most of them are great, but a lot of them are just, they touched me, and I don't like to get too high or too low every day, but there were some that got me really up there, like, man, just keep doing what you're doing, because some of the words are great. I mean, I've seen a lot of compliments over my course of my life. I've seen a couple, very few, if any, negative comments, and there hasn't been a single one. There hasn't been any dispersions. It's been pretty much what I wanted the challenge to be. DM everybody, establish a relationship heading into 2019, because it's the best time of year to establish it. You know, end of the year, anything that was grudged or anything that was, anything that was just not reasonable, I guess you could say is the correct word, is laid over. It's good. It's acquaintances be for guys, they say. That's working. The Up. Yeah, big thing with that is we're just grinding every day. I don't have anything other than that. Can't really say anything other than we're just grinding. We did hit some nice milestones, like over 300 followers, close to 350. We're banking in on 200 posts. 1 month is complete. A lot of documentation. But even then, I still don't really think that's something that I need to really talk about on the show, because there'll be other things to do with that in the future. Alright guys, that's it. Just wanted to give an update, but the main reason why I came on here is the campaign stuff, and I guess the lesson, the overall takeaway and the lesson I learned is when it doesn't go your way, or when you can't control the things you can't control, a voter's vote, and I'll have another thing about that one day, then you just don't control it. You just do your job, do your thing, do your mentality, live your life, and if it works, great. If it doesn't, like this in this case, what can we improve on? Sure, but what can I learn from this? And the number one thing I learned is I completed every task. I mean, I had that mentality if I were in a situation, not to even be politics and anything in real life. Whatever it takes to get the W or a team win, I'm here for the team. And I'm going to learn more about that, about myself, to know that I've done something for a team in a composed environment, even though it was hectic at times. And I handle myself the way I know I can. So, have a good one. Enjoy.